This recording, Panama 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. So that area was much nearer for her than more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her skirt, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was, 22 years old, and I got a job in an airline, Continental Airlines. And then I had no job. I finished, university, and I didn't know what to do with myself, so I applied. And I have no idea what I was going to do. So I just applied because I really wanted to apply. But the funny thing is I didn't speak any English. So my friend who worked in the airline, he gave me all the answers in English, and I memorized all the answers. And then I went to the interview, and they answered every little thing that he gave me. So because I memorized all the questions and all the answers, I knew what was coming. So not knowing English, I passed the interview, and they sent me to New York for 2 months for training. So without knowing any English. So then when I got to New York, I literally met the crew from Latin America, and I said, "You guys have to help me. I have no idea what I'm reading, so I need to pass this test, otherwise I will kicked out of the job. So it was hard, but then, for 2 months, I just ate books and tried to translate everything, and it was awesome. So I got a job in an airline for a whole year without not knowing any English at all, an American airline. I always tell my friends that story. So they're like, "What?" Yeah, and I just memorizing every little thing. It's like, okay, study this for a week. And I literally went to the interview. They asked every single thing. And I went home and I was like, "I'm not going to get this. I don't think I'm going to be there were so many people applying for that job. And then I got a call literally 2 days after, "Okay, pack up your bags. You're going to New York. Everything paid." I'm like, "Yeah."